Hello, I'm Bruce Cameron, and it's time for another program of folk music. It's Come All Ye, here on 2MCE, 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and we're streaming to the world via 2MCE.org. Stick around, enjoy the music that I've chosen for you today. If you're listening to the live program rather than listen on demand, you'll know that we've just been through the show time in the Central West, and the Royal Bathurst Show and the Orange Show have happened, and there are songs about shows and fairs and things.
Are you going to Bampton Fair?
Get your beard and bob, we're moving.
Are you going to Bampton Fair, boy? I'll go to the fair like we always done. Get in the car and give it a run. Get a few friends and have some fun.
Down at Bampton Fair, boy. Down at Bampton Fair.
Who did you see at a Bampton Fair?
Get your beard and bob, we're moving.
Who did you see at Bampton Fair, boy? Young ones, old ones, me and you. Travellers, farmers, visitors too. They even had a TV crew.
Down at Bampton Fair, boy. Down at Bampton Fair.
What did you drink at a Bampton Fair?
Get your beard and bob, we're moving.
What did you drink at a Bampton Fair, boy? 21 pints and a one for me head. Or a scotch or a brandy or a port instead.
All served up in a muddy old shed. Down at Bampton Fair, boy. Down at Bampton Fair.
What did you buy at a Bampton Fair?
Get your beard and bob, we're moving.
What did you buy at a Bampton Fair, boy? A crockery set that's got no cups. A brand new shirt that's got no cuffs. A blooming old cry that's got no puff.
Down at Bampton Fair, boy. Down at Bampton Fair.
What did you get at the Bampton Fair?
Get your beard and bob, we're moving.
What did you get at the Bampton Fair, boy? Two black eyes and a broken nose. A quart of cold and a damn near froze.
A bump on the head and a torn clothes. Down at the Bampton Fair, boy. Down at the Bampton Fair.
Will you go next year to Bampton Fair?
Get your beard and bob, we're moving.
Will you go next year to Bampton Fair, boy?
If the pumps are open and the beer is free. If the landlord says it's all on me. If I can't think of anywhere else to be. I'll go to Bampton Fair, boy. I'll go to Bampton Fair.
Thank you.
clean playing there from Brian O'Leary. Three tunes. I'll meet you on a day that never ends. The Ballina Hula Butterfly and Tranquility in Turin Cahill. And Tranquility in Turin Cahill is the title track, or the name, anyway, the name of the album on which those three tunes appear. And opening that set, I'll Meet You on a Day That Never Ends, is a waltz that he composed, Johnny O'Leary, composed to remember and celebrate the frontline workers and remember the COVID victims during the pandemic. Johnny O'Leary was a great accordion player from the Slieve Lucre area of Kerry and Cork on the border of those two counties. And Turin Cahill is a townland in Kerry, and that's where Johnny O'Leary, where Brian O'Leary comes from. And Brian O'Leary is the grandson of Johnny. Is that complicated enough? And I'll tell you that opening the program today, we heard Tony Rose of Bampton Fair. You're listening to Come All Ye. Good to have you along. Here's a group from Brisbane called Armady. Their album is called Beyond Cape Capricorn. A song called St. Helena, and not the St. Helena in the Atlantic Ocean where Napoleon ended up. It's an island in Moreton Bay near Brisbane, and it was used as a prison in the middle of the 1800s. Lachlan Baldwin from the group Armady composed the song, and I suspect it's he who is singing it.
In 1867, I was sent away to prison for the murder of a man who killed my son. The jail at Petrie Terrace was overloaded, so they sent us to the island as a slave beneath the sun. The first thing we did there was cut the trees down to the cliff. Nowhere to hide and nowhere left to run. After wrapping him in fabric, we dug a grave for old Fitzpatrick. He was the first but not the last to succumb. These are our days on St. Helena, and the waves crash on the shore so small. Far across the bay, we can see the lights of Brisbane, so far away and yet not far at all. Hard labour there was tough, breaks a man right to his core. The sun hurt, but the whip hurt even more. We churned our bricks in the factory to build your city hall. And at night I just stare blankly at the wall. These are our days on St. Helena, waves crash on the shore so small. Far across the bay, we can see the lights of Brisbane, so far away and yet not far at all. John McCauley hatched a plan for us to join him, to escape back to the mainland Wynnum way. With nothing left to beat us, we climbed aboard the raft of timbers, setting sail for life beyond Moreton Bay. But the power of the sea that overwhelmed us, gang of thieves, and the frigid ocean water took its toll. Old Morton left her marks and fed our bodies to the sharks. And the Lord had rest my suffering soul. These are our days on St. Helena, and the waves crash on the shore so small. But far across the bay, we can see the lights of Brisbane, so far away and yet not far at all. These are our days on St. Helena, and the waves crash on the shore so small. Far across the bay, we can see the lights of Brisbane, so far away and yet not far at all.
Brisbane group Amaidi, spelt A-M-A-I-D-I, with the song St. Helena, composed and I think sung by Lachlan Baldwin. The album Beyond Cape Capricorn was released in 2025. One of the members of that group is Sam DeSanti, multi-instrumentalist, son of David DeSanti, and although we heard an accordion in that group, not played by David, his son didn't let him play with the group. No, I shouldn't say that. I'm sure he's very welcome to play with the group, but not on that album. Next song is one about a postman. The song's called The Fizzer, and it comes to us from Jerry Hallam, who turns up on the program quite frequently. This is from an album called On the Periphery. The song is based on Jeannie Gunn's book, or, well, Mrs. Aeneas Gunn, I think was the name that she published under, her book We of the Never Never, pretty well-known story of life in the Northern Territory in the beginning of last century. And the Fizzer was a postman who travelled hundreds and hundreds of miles. They didn't have kilometres in those days. Hundreds and hundreds of miles all over the place to make sure the mail got through.
A thousand miles in 40 days, he carries his precious freight to the homes along the bush highways, for settlers who yearn and wait. Day by day and week by week, keeping tight to the government time, dicing with death on the dried out creeks. Yet it's his face, not his heart, that bears the lines. A thousand miles across the great divide, inside mail from the world outside. No sooner here and he's gone, with a hail so long. Long dry stretch on the open downs, that's where the fizzing gets done. 80 miles till a drink is found, then 50 more at none. The thirst of the team fixes the time. This gamble with death is played, where the searing, scorching heat combines with a dance that holds no shade. A thousand miles across the great divide, inside mail from the world outside. No sooner here and he's gone, with a hair so long. A drink at the well, an all-night spell, to the toughest pinch of all. 50 miles of sun-baked hell, with a team that's fit to fall. And here's where the tracks are vague and tell of a bushman's skill and pluck. here where the last mailman fell. And they talk of the fizzer's luck. A thousand miles across the great divide, inside mail from the world outside. No sooner here and he's gone with a hail so long. Is it luck to know to the very last drop just what a horse can do? Luck to know just when to stop, to know when to take them through. Is it luck to have the courage to play this game when the stakes are high? For only those who've been can say what's faced by a man on the downs in the dry. A thousand miles across the great divide, inside mail from the world outside. No sooner here and he's gone with a hail so long. On the open downs, he takes that treacherous run, knowing the folk at Antony's town will come out in the noonday sun to watch for the distant moving frame away in the quivering glare. And death will have won at the dice throwing game. The fizzer is late getting down there. A thousand miles across the great divide, inside mail from the world outside. No sooner here and he's gone with a hail so long.
Show me fat a dirt, my lurk and do so while I come. So the way you wore, so why you wore, what to do. So the way you wore, I took it in the one to do. Young whatever came, could chuck a shack a shoot at you. So the way you wore, so why you wore, what to do. So the way you wore, I took it in the one to do. Rahim and the young packs, candy took the one of us. So the way you wore, so why you wore, what to do. So the way you wore, I took it in the one to do. You love tired and the breath, think you're jammed inside of you today. So the way you want, so why you want to want to do. So the way you want, a joke you didn't want to do. Show me that a dirt, my nerve can do so while I come. So the way you are, so why you want to want to do. So the way you are, I took it in the one to do. Young whatever came, could chuck a shack a shoot at chest. So the way you are, so why you want to want to do. So the way you are, I took it in the one to do. Rahim and the young pep, Sammy dropped the one in my. So the way you are, so why you want to want to do. So the way you are. gonna do?
Reels, not jigs, not marches. Those two tunes were Highlands, played by a family group, Namuinis, or the Moonies. And no, they're not a religious cult from Korea. That's their name, including Mairead Namuini, or Mairead Nick Muini, I guess, to be more precise. All the Way to Galway and Money Musk were those two tunes. And before that, we heard Mari Moore with the four Moonies in the group, plus Nia Byrne. Music from Donegal. You're listening to Come All Ye. We're off now to Oxfordshire. Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer have been performing for quite a while and have released a number of interesting albums, and you've heard them all, I think, on the program. Here's a song mostly featuring Johnny Dyer, about a railway that did exist, but doesn't anymore, the Oxford and Hampton, pronounced Hampton, Railway.
Thank you. time for mirth and fun. Don't you wonder how it's done? Carriages without horses run on the Oxford and Hampton Railway, singing Rife and Tife and mirth and fun. Don't you wonder how it's done? Carriages without horses run on the Oxford and Hampton Railway. Oh, come and listen to my song, and I will not detain you long. About the folks, they all did throng on the Oxford and Hampton Railway. And if you go along the line, mother, father, sons and daughters, go along at 1 o'clock by fire, by steam and water, singing Rife and Tife and mirth and fun. Don't you wonder how it's done? Carriages without horses run on the Oxford and Hampton Railway. And from the villages and towns, ladies and gents all gathered round, and through the air the music did sound on the Oxford and Hampton Railway. There were butchers and bakers and nailers too, plenty of men all dressed in blue, and they will come to take a few on the Oxford and Hampton Railway, singing Rife and Tife and mirth and fun. Don't you wonder how it's done? Carriages without horses run on the Oxford and Hampton Railway. Now there's a girl in Worcester town, I think her name is Nancy. She said a ride along the line would really take her fancy. She'll go by steam, she'll come by steam, by steam she'll be unhurried. And if she do her husband find, by steam they will be married, singing Rife and Tife and mirth and fun. Don't you wonder how it's done? Carriages without horses run on the Oxford and Hampton Railway. Now there's an odd girl looking up the line, she said, I don't give a farthing, for they pulled down me cottage fine and taken up me garden, where I for many years did dwell, growing cabbages and potatoes. But worst of all, my daughter dear has run off with a navigator, singing Rife and Tife and mirth and fun. Don't you wonder how it's done? Carriages without horses run on the Oxford and Hampton Railway. When it's finished at both ends, you can send your cocks and hens, and you can visit all your friends on the Oxford and Hampton Railway. And you can send your bread and cheese, whatever time, whenever you please. And you can send your hens and eggs, and then can travel as has no legs. You can send little bottles and great big kegs, or little wooden toys with a wooden peg, on the Oxford and Hampton Railway, singing Rife and Tife and mirth and fun. Don't you wonder how it's done? Carriages without horses run on the Oxford and Hampton Railway, singing Rife and Tife and mirth and fun. Don't you wonder how it's done? Carriages without horses run on the Oxford and Hampton Railway, on the Oxford and Hampton Railway, on the Oxford and Hampton Railway.
Johnny Dyer and his partner in crime, music and I think life, the nickel harper player and singer Vicky Swan, with the Oxford and Hampton Railway. Yes, that was a nickel harper she was playing, particularly on that first piece of unaccompanied music. Not unaccompanied, no vocals anyway. Music, that's what it was. Vicky Swan, Johnny Dyer, Stones on the Ground is their album. Now I'll introduce you to the featured album. The album is called The World That I Knew, and it's from a Dublin duo calling themselves Varo, V-A-R-O. They are Lucy Azconaga and Consuelo Narea Bretti. Typical Irish names. And this album features a rather long list of friends and contemporaries in the Irish folk and traditional music scene. It took them 5 years to make this album. It came out the end of 2025. It includes a lot of people from Dublin and elsewhere. Many of the songs are quite long, so I don't know whether we'll hear more than probably four on the program today. First one is called Lovers and Friends, and Varro, the duo, say that they learned this song from a 2003 recording of a Dublin singer named Gerry O'Reilly. It's a very powerful song that deeply resonates with our beliefs. Its words, the melody, the whole message all shake us to our guts. It makes one reflect on humanity and the importance of resisting a system that legislates our existences while reminding us that there's more power in social interactions than you'll find in statute or sermon. The people with whom they collaborate on this track are Ruth Clinton and Cormac McDermott, who perform usually as Poor Creature. So, quite stark accompaniment on most of the tracks on this album. Starting the featured album's offerings today, Lovers and Friends from the album The World That I Knew.
There are those who are certain. those who shout loudest. It would seem that power has been given to berate us, deride us, separate and divide us in the hope of their version of heaven. But mountains and rivers will by far outlive us.
Stark, I think I described many of the tracks as, and that was one called Lovers and Friends, featuring Varro, a duo from Dublin, Lucy Azconaga and Consuela Narea Bresci. Each track includes guests. The guests on that track were Ruth Clinton and Cormac McDermott, and Cormac is a member of Lancome, and we'll hear from another member of Lancome collaborating with Varro a little later in the program. They're all just a tad bleak, the songs on the album, but it's I guess, what's happening in Irish traditional music at the moment. It's a phase they're going through, perhaps, or am I being too arrogant thinking that? Another Irish track now, but recorded about 100 years ago. James Morrison was from Sligo, and around the same time as Paddy Killoran and Michael Coleman moved from Sligo across the Atlantic to New York. James Morrison also was performing Irish music in the United States and becoming quite well known. Here's a track from a terrific album if you're into archival stuff. The album is called Milestone at the Garden. It's on the Rounder label. And we'll hear Milestone at the Garden, the tune. But before it, we'll hear Miss Langford's Reel, played by James Morrison, many years ago.
Thank you.
James Morrison going for it with Miss Langford's Reel and the Milestone at the Garden. James Morrison from Sligo, but recorded extensively in New York from the 20s, 1920s that is, to the late 50s. When the Sydney Opera House opened in 73, all sorts of people got to perform there, including some folk singers. And Warren Fay was right there at the Vanguard making sure that folk singers got a go on the stages at the Opera House. One of the performers he was promoting was John Curry, a name that hasn't been heard much on the Sydney folk scene for a long, long time. Anyway, John Curry recorded quite a lot as well. He was very much the commercial folk singer. He was, at one point, the most prolific or most frequent performer in the Opera House. I don't think that record lasted all that long, but that was his claim to fame in the late 70s. He did record quite a bit, as I said. Treasury of Australian Song was a compilation album of Australian singers and songs. This is one from John Curry called Look Out Below.
A young man left his native home through trade and slack at home to seek his fortune in the land he crossed the briny foam. And when he came to Ballarat, his heart was in a glow, for he loved the sound of the windlasses and the cry, look out below, 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 and the cry, look out below. Where'er he turned his wandering eyes, strange sights he did behold, of peace and plenty in the land and the magic bar of gold. Say he, I am both young and strong, to the diggings I will go, for I like the sound of the windlasses and the cry, look out below, 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 and the cry, look out below. Among the rest he toiled away, his luck at first was vile, but then he struck a richer patch and at last he made his pile. Said he, I am a wealthy man, back homeward I will go, for I'm sick of the sound of the windlasses and the cry, look out below, 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 and the cry, look out below. In London town he made his mark, with his gold it was ill spent, and into every false delight in dissipation went. He found that independence of wealth and happiness don't go, and he longed for the sound of the windlasses and the cry, look out below, 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 and the cry, look out below. Back here he settled down again with a charming little wife. He said there's nothing to compare with the jolly digger's life. Ask him if he'd go back again, he quickly answered no, for he loves the sound of the windlasses and the cry, look out below, 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 and the cry, look out below.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody knows with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows that the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The purse, they purr, and the rich get pitched. That's how it goes. Everybody knows that the ship is sinking. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody's got this broken feeling, like the father or the dog just died. everybody knows.
Leonard Cohen's song there, sung by a four-piece female group from Glasgow called the Top Floor Tavers. Taver, you know what that means? To tear to pieces. Anyway, that's what they call themselves. Everybody knows on their album A Delicate Game.
Sing woe, me lad, sing woe. Drive on, me lad, zoyo. Who wouldn't lead a life just like we jolly wagoners do? When first I went a-wagoning did go, I filled my poor old parents' hearts with sorrow, grief and woe. And many are the hardships that I have since gone through. Sing mo, me lad, sing mo. Drive on, me lads, I-ho. Who wouldn't lead a life just like we jolly wagoners do? And when the rain is pelting down and soaks me to the skin, I'll bear it with contented hearts until I've reached the inn. And then I'll sit a-drinking with the landlord and his kin. Fill me with their song, and every lad will find a girl and dance the whole now and wagons few seen. The world's gone topsy-turvy, lad, it's all one big machine. It all passes before me, just like a morning dream. Sing woe, me lad, sing woe, drive on, me lads, oh, oh. Who wouldn't lead life just like we jolly wagoners do? Yes, things are greatly altered now, but then what can we do? When the folks in power pay no heed to the likes of me and you, it's hardship for us workmen, lads, and fortune for the few. Sing woe, me lads, sing woe, drive on, me lads, I ho. Who will it lead a life just like we jolly wagoners? Like we jolly wagoners do.
Piece of music is called Banish Misfortune, and before that, Jolly Wagoners by Sam Kelly and a bunch of friends who became the Lost Boys. The album is called The Lost Boys, and I think the group then adopted the name. Sam Kelly's from Norfolk, and he sometimes sings in Cornish and sometimes in Gaelic, just to confuse people, as if the Norfolk accent isn't difficult enough. Jolly Wagoners. And before that, everybody knows from the top floor Tavers, I told you about that. Another one now from the featured album, the album called The World That I Knew by the Dublin duo Varo, V-A-R-O. This is a song that I play quite often on the program, but I haven't played it by this in this combination before. Varo, assisted by John Francis Flynn, who has a fine voice. The duo Varo write, "We first heard this beautiful and sorrowful love song from Dolores Cain and John Faulkner's recording, Sail O Grua. The condition in which the woman is left, as in countless other traditional love songs, is miserable. The lyrics lay bare the harsh reality of painful acceptance, lending the song a dramatic intensity."
Sweetheart, but now he is gone. He's gone and he's left me, I'm here all alone. And since he has left me, content I must be. I know he loves someone far better than me.
I wrote him a letter so loving and kind. He wrote me another with sharpened lines, saying, keep your love letters and I will keep mine. And you'll write to your love and I'll write to mine.
When I parted from you, and in our next meeting I hope you'll prove true. Never change the green laurel for the red, white and blue.
He passed by my window both early and late, and the looks that he gave me would make your heart ache. The looks that he gave me 10,000 would kill. Wherever he wanders, he'll be my love still.
I once was as happy as the red blushing rose, but now I'm as pale as the lily that grows. Like the tree in the garden with its beauty all gone. Can't you see what I've come to for the loving of one?
Green grows the laurel and soft falls the dew. Sad was my heart when I parted from you, and in our next meeting I hope you'll prove true. Never change the green laurel for the red, white and blue. I once had a sweetheart, but now he's gone. He's gone and he's left me, I'm here all alone. Since he has left me, content I must be. I know he loves someone far better than me. Green grows the laurel and soft falls the dew. Sad was my heart when I parted from you, and in our next meeting I hope you'll prove true. Never change the green laurel for the red, white and blue. Green grows the laurel and soft falls the dew. Sad was my heart when I parted from you, and in our next meeting I hope you'll prove true. Never change the green laurel for the red, white and blue.
Thank you.
Andrew Cady is the name of that fiddler. And the album is Half-Witted, Merry and Mad. It's a collection of tunes associated with William Vickers, who was a late 18th century fiddler from Newcastle upon Tyne. Three tunes we heard in that set: The Lily, The Mad Frenchman and The Drummer. Time for a song about a witch trial. Pendle Hill is the name of the song. Comes to us from Anne Hills, Bill Jones and Aoife Clancy. The witch trial in question was conducted in Lancashire in 1612, if you remember back that far. Main vocals from Anne Hills.
Alice Nutter came to town in her woolen hooded gown. It was late and all was still. Alice went to Pendle Hill. Malkin Tower, tall and dark, showed no fire, light or spark. Open north and to the south. Diddle-on, diddle-i-dum. From the east and from the west, some contrite and some confessed. 20 witches, it was said, gathered there to praise the dead. Now were there prayers in Jesus' name, or to Satan just the same? Witch or Catholic, both despised, under grey and English skies. Alice knew what Alice knew, more than me and more than you.
Yes, they had a great old time in Pendle, in Pendle Hill in Lancashire, back in 1612, except the 16 or so people who were executed for being witches. Two tracks now from an album called Trade Your Headache for a Smile by Tom Carter and Tom Sauber. First one's Kit Carson, then a good old tune called Over the Waterfall.
Great plans barren for me. Kit Carson said to the president, "You make your offer sweet. I will undertake this task for you. My fall's not yet complete. My fall's not yet complete." Thank you.
tracks from a duo, Tom Carter and Tom Sauer. The song's about an important figure on the American Wild West scene in the early part of the 19th century, I think. And then Over the Waterfall, great tune to play, from their album called Trade Your Headache for a Smile. Another one from the featured album, not as long as some of the tracks on the album, this one. You may be relieved to hear that. It's a song called Work Life Out to Keep Life In, and we've heard it on previous programs sung by other people. But here, the duo Varro is performing with Neve Berry. It's a hymn to working class people during the years of lockdown, the ones the whole world started calling essential workers, were praised with consideration and gratitude, an appreciation greatly deserved, which shouldn't have been temporary. Sadly, just like before 2020, the, inverted commas, essential workers are once again disregarded and neglected by the system in societies that couldn't function without them. This was originally a bothy ballad from the northeast of Scotland, but it has currency.
As you can see, that is what he was born to be. Married to the working wife, that is what she'll be all her life. Never lived beyond their means, nor sought assistance from their friends. Yet day and night, through thick and thin, they work life out just to keep life in. No matter, friends, whate'er befall, the poor folk, they must work or fall. Through frost and snow, through sleet and wind, they work life out just to keep life in. Do you see the women who make the gowns for those in other parts of town? It's a sight most sorrowful to see, and I'm sure with me you will agree. Meager is their daily pay to feed and glad her family with. She's overworked, she's tired and thin, she works life out just to keep life in. No matter, friends, whate'er befall, the poor folk, they work or fall. Through frost and snow, through sleet and wind, they work life out just to keep life in. Oh, mischief mind, where do you roam? When reason called, you weren't at home. If you take cheese from off the rat, he's eating free to hunt the cat. Free from you, from you. They work life out just to keep life in. Thank you.
Nottinghamshire, right for la, the right for laddity. In Thornaby Woods, in Nottinghamshire, father will larrily. Three keepers' houses stood three square, about a mile from each other they were. Their orders were to look after the deer, right, father will latherily. Homie and the dogs went out one night, right for la, the right for laddity. The moon shone clear, the stars gave light, father and larrily. All the hedges, ditches, gates and rails, with my two dogs close to me heels. To catch a fat duck in Thornaby Fields, right, father and latherly. That very first night we had bad luck, right for la, the right for laddity. One of my very best dogs got stuck, father and larrily. He came to me all bloody and lame, and sorry I was for to see the same. He not being able to follow the game, right, father and latherly. I searched his wounds and found them slight, a right for la, the right for laddity. Some keeper had done this from spite, father and larrily. I'll take my pike staff in my hand and range the woods till I find that man. I'll tan his hide well if I can, right, father and latherly. Right for la, the right for laddity. I ranged the woods till it proved daylight, father and larrily. But the very first thing that e'er I found was a big fat buck laying dead on the ground. My dogs gave him his deep death wound, right, father and latherly. My dogs did only by the call, right for la, the right for laddity. So does the keeper, he would me haul, father and larrily. Limping Jack, how he strutted it around with a buck on his back. He carried it like some Yorkshire man's pack, right, father and latherly. We hired a butcher to skin the game, right for lather, right for laddity. Likewise another to sell the same, father and latherly. But the very first joint we offered for sale was to an old woman who sold bad ale. She sent us three poor lads to jail, latherly. So now the sessions are drawing nigh, rights for la, the rights for laddity. We poor lads are to be tried, father and latherly. The gentlemen laugh them all to scorn, that such an old woman should be forsworn. She said to pieces we should be torn, rights, father and latherly. Sessions are over and past, a right for la, the right for laddity. We poor lads are free at last, father and larrily. The very best game I had did see, not a deer or a buck, but a hare for me. For Thornaby Woods this night I will see, right, father and latherly.
George Sansom and Matt Quinn. That song from their album Sheffield Park is called Thornaby Woods. It's about a successful night's poaching in what's probably Thorny Moor Woods, which is in Nottingham Forest. This one from Newcastle upon Hunter in New South Wales, a duo called Nerds and Music, Clark Gormley and Wayne Thompson, A Modern Problem, The Smartphone.
take your smartphone out, tap the screen lock code and then check your calendar. Look at your reminders and read your SMS. Listen to a song and then send an SMS. Switch to silent mode and then turn the Wi-Fi on. Check your social media, turn the sound back on. Click a YouTube link and then post a photograph. Then update your status and turn the Wi-Fi off. Then you lock your phone again, then wonder how you ever manage life without it and why this device has such a power over you. So you decide enough's enough, and then you put the thing back in your pocket. Then you do it all again. Take your smartphone out, tap the screen lock code and then check your calendar. Look at your reminders and read your SMS. Listen to a song and then send an SMS. Switch to silent mode and then turn the Wi-Fi on. Check your social media, turn the sound back on. Click your YouTube link and then post a photograph. Then update your status and turn the Wi-Fi off. Then you lock your phone again, then wonder how you ever manage life without it and why this device has such a power over you. So you decide enough's enough, and then you put the thing back in your pocket. Then you do it all again, take your smartphone out, tap the screen lock out, and then check your calendar. Look at your reminders and read your SMS. Listen to a song and then send an SMS. Switch to silent mode and then turn the Wi-Fi on. Check your social media.
three Wheel Kent tunes from Scotland. First two, Miss Sarah Drummond of Perth and the Stool or Repentance, compositions of the great Neil Gow. And that final one, traditional tune, The High Road to Linton. Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club, of course. Final one from the featured album. It's another, it's not too long, it's 4.5 minutes. This is Sweet Liberty. And the guest vocalist on this is Ian Lynch from the group Lancome from Dublin. Also from Dublin, the main performers on the album, Varro, Dublin duo, Lucy Azconaga and Consuelo Narea Bresci. The album is called The World I Knew. Sweet Liberty is another radical song written in the 1800s, this time by an Irish poet and weaver, John Scheel. Carries a powerful anti-racist message, this one, considering it was from more than 200 years ago. It's still very fresh. Sweet Liberty, Ian Lynch and Varro.
Hey, little Irish man, am I a radical indeed, sir? A radical, I mean to die. It's my religious creed, sir. Ah, he loved mankind, I do declare. My life has taught me this, sir. Oh, to some my love is quite sincere. To others it is lesser. Sweet liberty's the thing for me. For it I ever feel, sir. And Ireland free from slavery is still a prayer of shield, sir. Hey, man of my religious creed, suppose he was a bad man. Were I to help him in his deed, would I not be a madman? The turkey is my fellow man, the Jew the same indeed, sir. To the infidel I raise my hand, and help him in his need, sir. Slavery is
good note to end on there. That's great. Sweet Liberty, fine song composed by John Scheel, a poet and weaver from the early 1800s in Ireland. From the featured album called The World That I Knew, Irish duo Varro. They're from Dublin, I do believe, and so was Ian Lynch. So is Ian Lynch, who sang that song for us. Thank you for your company today. I leave you with some Hammer Dulcimer music. This is being played by Ken Kolodner, who indeed is a very fine Hammer Dulcimer player. We'll hear The Polka of the Setting Sun and Real Antoinette. Till next time, enjoy yourself, listen to some good music, and stick around for more music on Come All Ye when next we meet. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. Been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.